Zimbabwe.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the surge in cases, especially in schools.
We are also going to discuss about President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is expected to address the United Nations General Assembly, or UNCA, virtually, with indications that he will once again urge the West to drop targeted sanctions imposed on some ruling party leaders. Zimbabwe's vaccination program, turning around the country's economy, climate change, and other issues.
But first, a look at COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, yesterday there were 7 cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths and 278 cases of COVID-19. These are the people that actually tested positive for the virus. And it seems as if right now, from the time there was an outbreak of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, 128,464 people have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of this number, 121,440 have recovered. According to the same ministry, 2,976,512 people have been vaccinated for the first time, and 2,106,898 have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And right now, there are over 2,000 people who have actually died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
And the Minister of Education says 40% of COVID-19 reported cases were in schools, bringing the cumulative figure of national cases to 128,464. And also last week, we had many schools, especially in Midlands Province, Gibbs, that were affected by COVID-19 cases, resulting in teacher unions urging the government to review the opening of schools.
Yebhambe zulukanda balinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke ezomhlaba ezijeneyo namhlanje sixoxa ngeCOVID-19 lokunye okujeneyo uhlelo lolu ole Diaspora Forum uhlangothi lwezimpila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 7 abavulwe COVID-19 izolo kwathi ke abayi 278 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegcwa le COVID-19 kubuzwe kube iphinda libika ulisithi kulabantu abayi 128,464 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukela ngombibhitho nyakenye. Kunani leli kulabantu abafika 121,440 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi sokulabantu abayi 2,976,512 asebejove ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 okokuqala, kuthi asebejove okwesibili bayi 2,106,898. So kukhanya ngani sibili kuyajova kwele Zimbabwe. Kwezo kusithi asebabulawa umkhuhlane lo kusukela nyakenye bayi 2,448. Kukhanya ngani sibili umkhuhlane lo suthanyela abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa ke singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kunjalo Jonga.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 muchirongwa chedu. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu 7 kana kuti vanomwe vakashaya kuburikidza nedenda reCOVID-19. Pamsoro pazvo vamwe mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nevaviri 272 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichocho. Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 kusvika pari zvino kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika wakakwira zvakanyanya zvichiwedzerwa nekuwanikwa kuri kuitwa denda iri muzvikoro. Izvi zvasiya vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi pari zvino vava 128,464 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvisere nemazana mana nemakumi matanhatu nevana. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika vava 4,576 zviuru zvina. nemazana mashano nemakumi manomwe nevatanhatu. Asi uwandu hwevanhu pari zvino tinoziva kuti chirwere chachatidzikirei munyika zvakaita kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaderedze kana kudzikisa mutemo wekudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19 kusvika palevel 2. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti denda iri riri kukwira muzvikoro kubva pakavhurwa zvikoro. Tinoona mazuva apera zvikoro zvakawanda zvikuru mudunhu reMidlands. Taiona vana vakawanda vachinzi vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 ndedzimwe dzenyaya dzatichakurukura. Mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa kutaura kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly kana UNGA kuInkuno kuAmerica kuNew York. Asi rwendo runo havasi kutaura vari ivo pauzima kana kuti in person aiwa. Vari kuita kuburikidza nedande mutande inganzi virtual address. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatoda kuti kurukure. Tichabatawo nyaya dziri kutarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa kumusangano ikoko. Inyaya dzinotarisirwa kunge dziri dzekubviswa kwezvirango kurudzira kuti nyika dzikumawirira dzibvise zvirango zvinonzi zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende. Nyaya dzekubatwa kurikwa neZimbabwe denda reCOVID-19 nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tichabatawo zvakare nyaya yediaspora policy kana kuti mutemo unobata zvisarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Tinoona kuti zvisarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvine zvakawanda zvazvinoda kuti dai zvaitwa nehurumende zvanosanganisira kuti vabvumidzwe kuvhota vari munyika dzavari nenyaya yekupiwa mikana yemabhizimusi munyaya dzezveupfumi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndo nyaya dzatichakurukura Gibbs.
Yes, we can start with this lady who lives in UK. Her name is Niwe Selu Abigail Ndlovu. She actually bought computers for Skola Primary School in Umzibwane District, and that is Matoran South Province. So this donation is coming in handy because children who are in grade 7 are going to be writing their examinations very soon. And one of the exams is based on information and communication technology. You still remember that you and I, Chonga, when we actually... when we are attending primary schools, we never got to know computers,
Even at secondary or even at college level.
Even at work, Because my first experience with computers was in the 1990s,
Yes.
That was the first time for me to see a computer because we're used to those typewriters and all those kind of things.
And those printers that we used to call duplication machines.
That's right.
You type one page, and then you duplicate through that machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we've got Ezra Jesus Banda, who is in Eskola, that is Eskola Primary School. He's actually speaking to some of the people that actually are representing, the school and representing the donor. So let's start with the children actually showing some kind of interest in the computers.
Eskola Primary School wena ubani
mina Miss Thabile Mpetsisi ngivela obulawayo ngimelele usinikiwe Abigail Ndlovu onguye umntwana wesigaba sako sikola onguye njalo owabona kufanele ukuthi adonate ama computers esikolo lesi ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana labo bengene kutechnology eyiyo esetshenziswa kulezi zisuku. So wabona kufanele.
Wafunda lapha lo
usinikiwe is based Britain. So lokho akwenzileyo into enkulu kakhulu njengoba efuna ukuthi enze ukuthi labo abantwana abakhulayo kulezi zisuku bebe le education ezayo within the technology eyanamuhla
ngoba kulezi zinsuku vele okuningi sokumele abantwana baku-researche khona bobo intanethi
ye ukuthi lanxa befunda njengoba lisazile COVID leyi eke yadisturba ukuthi abantwana beye esikolo kwatholakala kufuneka ukuthi abantwana bebale bengekhaya bengena ku-intanethi besithi research this and that wakubona ukuthi abantwana balapha esikolo sako skola they were disadvantaged yikho ke esebuye lecebo lokuthi afakise ama computers lawo ukuze abantwana labo bengasaleli emuva nge education
so uyambonga lapho sinike wena yini yakhe
Mina ngingumngane kaSinikiwe. Yes, we've been friends for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So ngiyambonga sibili ngumngane wami ngumna wami. Ngiyambonga kakhulu uSinikiwe Ndlovu ngombono lo omkhulu kangaka. Kaba bangaki abakwenzayo lokho. So sithi hi Sinikiwe, siyabonga Ndlovu mama. Akusho ukuhlakanipha kwakho, asizukwazi lwakho kodwa ukukhokhelwe nguNkulunkulu ukuthi wenze isenzo esinje.
Yes, Jonga, that is a representative of Sinikiwe Ndlovu, and she's very happy that Sinikiwe has decided to make this kind of a donation. And she says it's going to, you know, help a lot of these kids who have not been learning, you know, all along. And down the line, she says this is the future of the kids. And kids are expected to be, you know, benefiting from some of these donations.
Yes. And nyaya kadai gives nyaya ino kuzwa zvikuru nekuti vazhinji vanopinda mu diaspora kana kuti vanoenda kunze kwenyika tiri kuona mazuva ano vakawanda kwazvo vanhu vari kuita zvihombe zvekubatsira matunhu avanobva. Tiri kunzwa tingati ma initiative kana kuti zviri kuitwa nevana vari kunze kwenyika zvakawanda. Vamwe vari kuisa mabohole, vamwe vari kuisa zvipatara, vamwe vari kuvakisa zvikoro, vamwe vari kundiwo vana muzvare Sinikiwe vari kuisa makombiyuta muzvikoro. Zvinhu zvinokudzwa uye tinokurudzira vana veZimbabwe vane mukana kuti vange vachibatsira, nokuti mumwe anoti ini ndakabva kokare saka hapaisina chokuti ndinge ndichiendera kumusha kana kuti ndinge ndichitumirira rubatsiro kumusha kana kuti anotaura kuti vabereki vangu havachisiko saka handina nidhi yekuti nditumire kumusha. Aiwa, kungobatsira nharaunda ikoko chinhu chakakosha stereko.
Yes, we also have the headmaster saying some few words, you know, about this donation.
Patriscologe, Igamumani Lonke, Uvosalong headmaster, where Sikwala Primary School. I'm not literally a donation of my computers. I was stealing all over.
I'm a computer, still I'm a computer, I'm quiet. Go sisuwe to a UK woman, home to an Olapa, was Gola, Wafuna, Panapa was Gola. So we're Kumbula now, Abalapa. Ukuthi bengicisele ngokuthola ama-computers lawo for their lessons.
Kunjena nje-ke izikolo zivuliwe, khona abantwana babuye njani?
Abantwana babuye ngobuningi babo, baningi sibili.
Bangabantu akobongela
bayi-796
almost 800.
Yes.
Njena sikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID lo ubona wani baphambanisa onganani abezifundo ngiwabo?
Hawu, baphambanisile kakhulu sibili ngoba abantwana kade bengenelisi ukuthi bethole izinto ezinjengabo-phone, online learning, basalele emuva kakhulu. So ukuvula kwesikolo ngibona ngani kuncedile sibili, came at the right time.
Asikhangeleki lokhu zini laba abantwana laba abhala kuze bazabhala kambe lo nyaka?
Ye, iministry kuyabhala, iministry zimseke kuyabhala vele lo nyaka.
Bazapasa yini kunje?
As well, I'm a gifted was a pastor. Well,
abanye kuzahlupa.
Yeah, abanye kungahlupa, but aba gifted was a pastor.
Sikhale lapho wenzeni ukuthi abantwana bavikelele emkhuhlane lo coronavirus?
Egedini lesikolo nxa abantwana bengena bayathatha i-temperature, bangathatha i-temperature bageze izandla zabo. Sinama-hand, ama-basin okuthi begezele izandla khona, ama-classini banama-sanitizer.
So ungathini kwabanye abantwana abafunda besikola primary school ukuthi bancede njani isigaba sakibo?
Lokho kwenziwe ngusisi uMandlovu, ngibona ngani into enhle. Siyakhuthaza abafowethu abanawethu abantwabethu abasemazweni ukuthi labo belandele isibonelo lesi senziwe ngusisi uMandlovu. Kona la ama-computers angu-5 aweneli. Siyathemba ukuthi abanye abafowethu nabosisi bethu sebebonile lokho kwenziwe umhlahlandlela lo wenziwe ngusisi uMandlovu, labo bazayenza, they will follow suit.
That is the headmaster of Sikola Primary School, Jonga, and is very happy that Sinikiwe Ndlovu has actually donated these computers. And he's saying that, you know, most of these kids were not learning, but they are going to write examinations according to what is getting from ZIMSEC and the Minister of Education. So then Ezra Jesus Banda actually posed a question on, you know, do you think they are going to pass? And, you know, that kind of a thing. He said, you know, there are some who may pass and some who may find it very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, so He's saying, you know, there's a lot that can happen along the way. And he then spoke to the kids. I'll put the kids so that you can hear what they are saying, but continue this.
Yes, Gibbs Tanswa, Headmaster Waruta Orauti. Vana vechikoro nekuda kwecovid-19 zvinogona kunga zvakatikanganisikei asi vanogona vachatarisirwa kunge vachipasa vanenge vanoitawo dambudziko rekukasika kubata vanogona kunge zvichivaomera asi hapana zvekuita nokuti hachisi chikonzero chechikoro tanzwawo matanho akanaka vari kutora ekudzivirira covid-19 uchipinda pagedhi unotorwa temperature poita mabhesi nekugeza maoko ipapo vabva ipapo vana vanopinda mumaclasses mavo mune masanitizer nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tiri kuona chikoro chiri kutora matanho ekudzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19, Gibbs.
Yes, sir. We've got two kids, two of the brightest kids at the school, and they are saying they're going to get ones, you know, like they are going to write six subjects. And out of those, they are promising to pass, you know, and they are said to be the brightest. This year, they had discussion or conversation with Ezra Chizaspanda. Here they come.
So
ule Wi-Fi la. So seliyangena ngathi siku Google ikhangela. Lifuna ukupasa. Lifuna uba yini? Nenzi wena?
Teacher.
Why you tend to want a teacher?
I funa ukunetha abantu nje bana ama teacher mina.
Wena ufuna ukwela pa bantu? Right. Ukhalela ufunda apo form 1.
Potting.
Awu nje isikole sothe potting usazi. Isanga Kobulawayo phandle St James ufuna ukunda okay wena
emaranatha
yeah so manje kuthiwa liyabhala akanjele zapasa yini kathesi ndingafundanga
ngifunda online kwenye la matest book
manje computer zizaja
computer
service research. Manje pela ngwathe I test ye computer zayipala njalo lengajwayela. Leya zi computer. Abanye laba bangakwazi phela nanti kuthiwa le intelligent lethu. Lekho ngaphase le 2 years lengafunda libona nizapasa.
Sizazama.
Andi ngitele ngiyampromise akeni ngitele balaleli bakhangela kathesi lithi lizapasa njani. Good luck.
Those are the two kids, you know, they seem to be enjoying the interview. And they actually promised Ezra that they'll get ones. One. You know, that's a big promise, Chunga.
Yes. Six, I heard them. One wants to go to Maranatha. And the other one, I think in
Kensington. Yeah, Maranatha in Harare, I guess. And then Kensington in Mlawe. And what's interesting is they are saying, well, we are going to do our best because we're not going to school, but we'll try what by all means to pass, you know, which is a very positive kind of attitude. Yes.
No, I think Gibbs is in no further. Nobody, mana can go to school, I started to out in the no pass. Nobody can remember when I know what I am. This is what in the Buddha Neg and underneath I say. Arukuenda nekuti ari kungonzi enda kuchikoro. Zvino avai hanzi tuda kutorova chaizvo. 1111.
Which is very great. So let's put the last video of a local councillor who talked about the computer project. And she's thanking here the diaspora for doing all it can in supporting kids, supporting parents, and supporting everyone, you know, back home. So let's listen to the interview, Chunga, and hear what she's saying.
kiwo ma
na um kansila sindebe oba wadwane emzimwana
yeah
kansila pa esikolo sako sikola primary ngizwe ngiba ama computer eswathwe ngumntana ngithumandle khona pa uzala khona pa esikolo
uzala la
bayini ubona ukuthi abantwana kumele ba thole ukuthi bafunde kahle njengoba i-technology lokhu itshintshe siyaphambili labo bakwazi ukuthi bathole amakhompyutha bangezelele ulwazi sihambelana nalowo isikhathi sakhathesi phela sokunjalo
izinsuku zokuyi-technology zokufundwa ngokhompyutha abantwana njengokhansila belibabona izikolo zivale 2 years kubona ngani ukubaphambazeka nganani emfundweni ngenxa ye-COVID le
abantwana baphambanisekile futhi kakhulu ngoba vele le nto ade uzibona bezenza abantwana phela abantwana sebedakwa bengayo abanye sebezithwele so hayi i-COVID isibulalela abantwana kakhulu ngoba sokuyizisa abantwana abancane bengakafiki esayizini ukuthi sebengabadala but ngomumo owade usukhona sokunjalo
ukusenza kutshona bengenzi lutho
kutshona bengenzi lutho
bebodwa
bebodwa khaya
So kulabanye vele sebengasafundile indaba zonezo ezizo.
Abanye bakhona bangasafundiyo but kule nhlelo ze-counseling. Ade sebebalandelele emakhaya ukuthi nxa bekhona abantwana ababuye esikolo bafunde.
Vele zisho.
Andi bathi bababuye kuphela benjalo.
Okay.
Manje ngxenye mhlawumbe umntwana uyabe selenhloni futhi. Ukuthi khona ngihambe esikolo ngizithele abanye bazanihlela. Kodwa khona khona sokuzamnceda futhi umntwana
amazwi ungathini ebantwaneni abayisigaba senisi esakhulisa usikhokhelayo lapho kwesikolo ungahamba ungathini
abantwana bengifithi abantwana sua abafunde labo ukuthi abakutshelwa ngabazali babo thina phela sake sabangangabo angithi nxa sibahlekisa ukuthi lokhu thithi kuyathisa la balalele bezwe bona manje anti bafuna ukuzizwela ukuthi hhayi kuyathisa la so bona kabalaleli ukuze sikhangelele omama labo baba bakusasa abazaphuma kubo khona so
mhlawumbe sathola omunye ungukhansila
khonapha
iminisa khona
khonapha so konke khona siyafisa lathi abantwa bethu ukuthi baye phambili
there you are jonga the counselor is very happy about what is happening and you heard the background noise there you know kids saying they are very happy with what is happening You know, Sinikiwe in Lovo. I've been trying to get hold of Sinikiwe, but I couldn't because I was told she's traveling. You know, so, but next time, maybe we'll get her on Friday. Yeah, so that's that, Bob.
The good thing is she has a representative, and the representative well represented Sinikiwe.
Yes, certainly, yes.
Is it Koro Chirikupi Gibbs?
It is in Umziwane district in Matabeleland South.
Ah, okay.
Yes, that's the Kola area.
Mm.
So this is a very well-known area. You know, it was one of the settlements where the King Lokpengula's wife actually went initially before she settled in Inyati. So there's an area where she passed through and, you know, it is a very, very important area. Especially to local people, you know, because they really respect the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes. So now I think we've got our guests lined up right now, you know, to discuss other issues. So I'd seen that, the guys were here, but we only have now Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to this program, sir.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube ukuba khona apha ngikhuluma indaba zelizwe lakithi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke jonga.
Yes, Mr. Mlalazi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mr. Brother Jonga. Injani nani?
Ah, mina ngiyaphila baba. Thank you so much. Tanzwa, or we heard from a local school where Zimbabwe in the UK donated some computers. What can you say about this before we venture into other topics? The fact that you guys in the diaspora, you are doing something to prop up your areas where you came from.
Yes, it's clear, Brother Jonga, that society can only be built through love. All what's missing in our country is love. you can see the smiles from the young people who are the leaders of tomorrow. That's all what's needed. You know, I would imagine if we could see the same smiles from our political leaders, you know, smiling and talking good to us, not just frowning and talking about things that we're not interested in, and, you know, to build our country, to have a lovely country like Zimbabwe. All what's needed is love. So, Israel, I would say where we are as a nation of Zimbabwe, I think if you look at the white people when they came, the colonizers, I think at this stage where we are, maybe we are 5%. It took them 100 years maybe to build what they called a better country, which they called the term bread basket of Africa or of SADC. But I think we are 5% into that as a nation of Zimbabwe. And I think a country called Zimbabwe are going to shine again. So if you see the love of people of Zimbabwe loving the country, you can tell that this country is going to have good people. And what's happening, like sister who's just donated the computers, she's just shining a light. So those young people will just take the baton and run with it. And I believe that she's doing good for the generation, the young generation. These are the leaders of tomorrow. And she's just set a good example to say we all have to love our country and do good for our country.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Nxa sikhangela baba sesilo mnumzana Sipho Ngulube khona ngale ke kwele South Africa. Baba Ngulube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila wadubele njani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu ye. Akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani abantu laba abadonetayo okutshiyeneyo kunjani khonokho ke ama-computers adonethwe kwesikola?
Hayi abantu bakithi bayazama babadube bayazama sibili ngoba besemazweni bengatholi okunganani baningi abantu bakithi abazamayo. Siyakubonga okwenziwa ngosisi bona laba. Uyabona xa ukhanya ama-pictures abantwana labana ama-faces abo, you can see light nje ba-happy. You can see nje ukuthi hayi bayijabulela into abayitholile. Kuhle after yonke inxakanxaka esilayo ekhaya, i-bad image esilayo, but xa ubona ukhansilar lwana ekhuluma, ubona u-headmaster ekhuluma, ubona abantwana labana amantombazana ababili, wabona ukuthi bajabulile, kuyakhuthaza, kuyasikhuthaza sonke esihambile.
Ye, kodwa kuyinokwenza umuntu ecine esithi ayi othi ngifake isandla lapho endabuka khona.
Uyabuzazi Dube lapho osuka khona, lathi sinje silakho okuncane siyabe sikuzama, kodwa okukhulu yikuzazi ukuthi ukhuliswe njani, ukhulele endaweni enjani, ubuswelani. Njalo nxa uhambile ukhumbule phela thina abantu nje bane sitsho baboqeda ukukhuluma abantu beZimbabwe balobunye ubuntu obungaphezulu ukuthi lowa sebehambile kabakhohlwa lapho bavela khona. Kabakhohlwa ukuthi umuntu wakhona lo besakhila ngayakha eNew Zealand, angayakha ngaphi ngaphi. Kodwa that thinking ukuthi kibo kungaphi vele kakuphele ebantwini bekhaya. Akuphele, angazi ukuthi singakukhuthaza njani la uhulumende.
Ye, njengoba khonapho ke mbona zani uqhuntekile lapha ke angisakuboni kahle. So Joga, what he's saying is that you know, it's very important for people to donate one or two things, you know, towards you know, all the good causes back home. Yeah, Mr. Ngulube, can you cut and come back? Now Senelis, you cut to Pendu. So Jonga, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Gibbs.
Go ahead.
Yes, we are also trying to see if Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango can join the show, and Mr. Tawanda Zokora. Mr. Tawanda Zokora is the MDC Alliance Chairman in North America, and Mr. Vusango is ZANU-PF Chairman in North America. They are also trying to join into the, to join our show now at the moment. Mm-hmm. But Gibbs, ngati mbotarisai nyaye musangano uriko mangwana we United Nations General Assembly kurikutarisirwa. Tikati musangano uripo izvinezvi, asi mutungamiri wenyika varikutarisirwa kutaura mangwana. President Mnangagwa is expected to speak tomorrow. What can you say about this?
Now, indications are that he may speak a lot about targeted sanctions and climate change, because, you know, those are some of the issues that Zimbabwe is always talking about. And I think top on the agenda will be the issue of sanctions, because President Mnangagwa's government has been urging, you know, SADC to come in and help. And SADC is actually coming handy And they've been doing some campaigns, actually, you know, trying to make sure that those targeted sanctions are removed. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of climate change, you know, Zimbabwe has got a lot of interest because of droughts, you know. There have been so many of these droughts to the extent that, you know, the world and Zimbabwe think that it is caused by global warming. So in one way or the other, I think the president will also focus on that. At the same time, he's likely to focus on COVID-19, you know, in the sense that Zimbabwe is said to be one of the countries that is championing the vaccination of people. So almost 10% of the population has been actually vaccinated. So according to the World Health Organization, that's a very great move by the Zimbabwean government. So they're actually praising the government for that. And apart from that, I think you talk about what he has done for the economy of Zimbabwe. And it seems as if he is happy with the harvest, last year's harvest, you know, because they are saying at the end of the day, Zimbabwe depends on agriculture and then comes in mining. But it has been reversed so far, you know, it's mining and then agriculture. But if agriculture has got a lot of, you know, a lot of produce, then it overtakes mining. So this year, it seems as if Zimbabwe could have harvested a lot of cereals, which is key, you know. And at the same time, they're keeping their eye on climate change while rejoicing over, you know, the harvest. So there's a bumper harvest, and there's a lot of gold that is being, you know, mined. But some people are actually questioning how the gold is filtering through certain dark holes, you know, and then we have some people who are arrested and then later told that they have to come back to from remand prison. While in fact, they're actually remanded out of custody. And then, you know, people are saying, okay, so which means you can smuggle gold and get away with it.
And get away with
So that's one of the things that maybe is something that people are not happy about. But the president needs to address some of these issues. If people have to take him seriously.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri mutungamiri wenyika vaimasana munangagwa vari kutarisirwa kutaura mangwana kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly uri kuitirwa muNew York. Hatisati taziva hedu nguva yavari kutaura kuti vanotaura nguva ichaidzo, asi vari kutarisirwa kutaura mangwana kuburikidza nedande mutande inganzi pachirungu virtual. Nokuti vakaita zvekungotumira mazwi avo akarekodwa ndiwo achange achiplaywa kana kuuridzwa vanhu monzwa kuti vanenge vachitaura kuti asi panotarisirwa kuti mashoko avo vachataura nyaya yekuti zvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru muhurumende nemuzano PF zvinge zvichibviswa pamusoro pezvo nyaya yemabatiro avaita denda recovid-19 imwe yenyaya dzinotarisirwa kunge dzichitaurwa. Tinonzwawo United Nations vachitaura nenyaya yekuti aiwa vanenge vari kugutsikana nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa chirongwa chekubayiwa kwenhomba neZimbabwe, nokuti tinonzwa kuti tageti yaitarisirwa kana kuti uwando hwevanhu hwaitarisirwa neUN kuti hunge hwabayiwa zvinenge zvakaita kuti nguva yacho muZimbabwe zvanga zvaita saizvozvo. Ndedzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kuti dzinge dzichitaurwa, asi tinonzwa vakawanda vachichema kuti aiwaka vanongonanga vachitaura zvese zvavari kutaura asi pasi apa inganzi on the ground zvisiri kutarisika. Ndo nyaya dzimwe dzatichanzwawo kune vadare vatinawo kuti vari kubvumirana here nezviri kutarisirwa kuti vamunangagwa vanenge vachitaura mangwana kips.
Yes, we are now joined by Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MTC Alliance. Mr. Zokora, welcome to the program.
Tenda mukoma kips, tenda mukoma jonga, makadi muri yeZimbabwe yakateerera. Ndichandiregerera ndine kadzibwa mbijana kari kundinetsa asi tinokurukura.
Yes, so the president is expected to deliver his speech virtually on, tomorrow. So tell us what you think the president is going to address.
Regai nditange nekutenda mhuri yeZimbabwe yakauya kuUnited Nations General Assembly. Kwaifanwa kunge vamunangagwa vanga variko, asi hazvina kuzogona kuti vanga variko. Asi takaona vana veZimbabwe vari muAmerica nevari muCanada vakauya neuwandu hwavo vakaratidzira panyaya imwe yatiri kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa vanofanira kutaura nezvayo, nyaya yekodzero yevana vari mumarimuka, yevana vari mudiaspora kuti vavhote. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yatotarisira kuti vanofanira kugadzirisa iyoyo. Vachiyeukawo zvakare, ndodaira kuti vezanu vacho vakateerera, vachiyeukawo zvakare kuti vamunangagwa pavakauya kuunga yegore riya rakapera vakasangana nemhuri yezimbabwe vakabvunzwa navaden moyo kuti vana vezimbabwe vachabvumirwa here kuvhota vakataura kuti hongu vachabvumirwa kuvhota vakasanganazve zvakare nemutori wenhau wekuunited kingdom akavabvunza kuti zimbabwe ichaita here mafree fair and credible elections and he responded to the affirmative saying that he was going to make sure that all Zimbabweans had who have a right to vote were allowed to vote and by having free fair and credible elections we mean that there will be there should be and there must be electoral reforms and so he agreed that he was going to enact electoral reforms but up until today Mr. Mnangagwa has not enacted not even one electoral reform and is not showing any signs thus far of making sure that Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora have their right to vote. So those are issues that we expect him to address. Tikova kukumbira kuti vasarambe vachinyepera vana veZimbabwe. Vasarambe vachirevera nhema vana veZimbabwe. Ngavataure zviri kuitika nezvichaitika pasarudzo dzatusangana nadzo idzi dzina 2023. The playing field must be level. And Zimbabwe has to start abiding by the SADC set of guidelines to free, fair, and credible elections. There's nothing special about Zimbabwe that all the other countries are abiding by the SADC set of guidelines that they agreed, that Zimbabwe also signed. So they need to start doing that. Zimbabwe need to start doing that. Sevana veZimbabwe, totarisira kuti ndozvino zvavanofanira kuti vataure nezvazvo pa vari kutaura mangwana vasarambe vachinyepera mhuri yeZimbabwe. Ndaida kuti ndibate mbijana nyaya yataurwa yechikoro yamaunza iyo. Ndafara zvikuru kuti kune vana vari mudiaspora vari kubatsira zvikoro kuti zvirambe zvichishanda nekuti zvikoro zvizhinji hazvichatoshandi. Ndozvatogara tichitaura kuti hurumende ngaiite kuti itaure nevanhu vese vemapato nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti tibatsirane. Onai zvikoro zvaakubatsirwa nevanhu vari kunze kwenyika panze kunge dzichibatsirwa nechi nehurumende. Vana veZimbabwe ngavangoziva ipapa kuti hatina hurumende muZimbabwe. We don't have leaders. We need new leaders who can make sure that our children are safe in the schools. What the school in Matabeleland is doing, that they actually test people when they come in using thermometers and they give them gloves and other things that protect them from COVID-19. Is what the government should have done before allowing schools to open. And that's what the teachers' unions were telling them. Let's sit down and make sure that we provide for the school children. We make sure that the teachers are safe. We make sure that everyone who is in the school system is safe. But neunzinzinzi wao, vanongoramba vachienderera mberi nekuvhura zvikoro, vasingape vanhu kodzero, uye kuti kudzivirirwa kwakanaka muzvikoro.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. So, Baba Mlalazi, konokuke ukuthi umnanga kuya khuluma kusasa. Ubona njani singakayi kubaba Ngulube? Ubona njani konke lokho?
Yeah, it's very interesting listening to politicians, but I'll say from a layman's point of view, I think the question was the president's going to talk about the sanctions. Personal view, I think the sanctions must be removed. We are suffering as people of Zimbabwe. We are suffering. There's nothing that justifies that there should be an external decision to say we need to continue suffering. And again, I think Zimbabwe is a country, I don't know why so many people have interest in our country. I think there should be, when I listen to especially some African leaders, AMA leaders in Africa. I listen to them, they speak very clear to say the problems of Zimbabwe must be resolved. And one of them, there should be political tolerance in Zimbabwe and followed by people, especially diasporans, being allowed to vote. It is true. I mean, concurrence to the speaker that says we need to be allowed to vote. But we don't have to be aggressive when we are saying that. I think the point is clear. We need to be allowed to vote. That's our right as people of Zimbabwe. But Africans, we need to also be respected and be taken seriously when our leaders are talking. United Nations is meant to be a body that unites and make plans for the people to stop suffering of the people, not to choose who to protect and leave other people to suffer in the world. I think Africans are being neglected in this world, and that's not fair. Myself, I think to move forward as a nation of Zimbabwe, we need to know that Zimbabwe is the only place that we're given by God. And we, people of Zimbabwe, we need to have solutions to the problems that we are having. Politicians must also understand that not everybody supports their political party. There are people that are not, they've got nothing to do with politics, but they are victims today because of the poor decision-making that is happening in African politics. And I think it's not fair any leader or any political representative to be thinking that when they talk for the people of Zimbabwe. They should be saying we are talking for the political party, because there are so many people who are not even voting in Zimbabwe. If you look at the percentage of people voting in comparison to people who are not, who no longer have interest in voting, you could tell that there is a lot of research that needs to be done to say, are we doing the right thing as politicians? Irregardless of which party, whether it's a ruling party or it's opposition, you need to look at yourselves and say, what have we done for the people of Zimbabwe? Thank you. But I think the president of Zimbabwe has got the right to be talking against the sanctions. I support that. But also, we are appealing to all political parties of Zimbabwe to say we are heading for 2023. There's no need for us to be quarreling and listening to politicians attacking each other. I think it's best if they learn. When you are living in America, look at how they play their politics. And then try, and even if maybe your party thinks maybe it's being targeted or whatever it is, but you try to do the right thing so we can see good in you. Because if you start to be doing what they are doing and expecting to us to look you in a better way, I think it's the best thing altogether. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chonga.
Yeah, and this is Gibbs kuti tine nzira here kuti vacharumbira vange vachipinda muchirongwa kuti vamboedza kundifonera asi and kundikana kuti vadaire nekuti ini ndiro pachirongwa pano.
Yes, I'll try to call him. I'll call him definitely.
Vachitaura pamusoro pesoro mashauro ngwana nemuri wenyika vayamuna munangagwa amweche nekutenda kuvanga vachiita kupiwa kana rubatsiro rwakapiwa chikoro chesibola rwemakombiyuta. Tanzwawo vakuru vabva kutaya zvinotaura kudayo nyaya yezvirango, zvirango zvinofanira kunge zvichibviswa nekuti zviri kukanganisa vana veZimbabwe. Regai tinzwe ndofunga vacharumbira Vusango vakwanisa nguva vachipinda muchirongwa. Togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vacharumbira Vusango. Ndofunga vasikundinzwa.
Yeah, Mr. Charumbira, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, sir. So
thank you.
I can hear
yes.
you.
Yes, go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, do you hear
yes,
me now?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. May you tell us what you think President Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to say tomorrow at the Nations General Assembly, where he's expected to address virtually?
Thank you very much. I think our message as ZANU-PF and government is very clear. The president is going to for sure touch on the issue of those illegal measures that were invited to our country to suffer by the MDC alliance led by Chamisa and BT and the likes. He's going to put a nail on that very tomorrow. We know for sure the view that our government has with its allies, those that are helping the economy to grow, apart from those that abide and pass. So the president is going to applaud those countries that have been friends of Zimbabwe, who have been assisting the citizens of Zimbabwe from economic issues which were invited. He's also going to talk about the issue of Palestine and Israel, that reforms need to be done there. There should be some dialogue. There should be some peace and unity in the Middle East. He's going to touch on that. He's also going to touch more on the economy of Zimbabwe, apart from the sanction, but part B of it. He's going to talk about how Zimbabwe has been thriving. He's also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic as far as his administration has done to change the issue of COVID in our country. Of course, we are very sorry that we, like any other country, we have lost many of our people which were not supposed to die. This was not because of anything, but it is because of just the pandemic. People are dying in every country. And in America and other countries, a lot of people have died more than the people who died in Zimbabwe. Not to say that those that died in Zimbabwe, their number is not important. We did not even wanted one person to die in Zimbabwe. But I guess that's something that is beyond the government or anybody else's ability. Now, I think since I'm also on there, I came in and I found some people talking about that the government of Zimbabwe is not building schools. There are schools are not working. I think I need to respond to that. One thing that I wanted to respond, and I've been always wanted to say this on this platform, is one important thing about our opposition, the opposition leader for MDC Alliance, Nelson Chamisa. Our president has promised in his inauguration and the manifesto of ZANU-PF that Zimbabwe is going to grow, the economy is going to grow, the agriculture sector is going to grow. Zimbabwe will be a breadbasket and feed itself again. And we are seeing that today. It's happening. He said he's going to make sure that there is infrastructure in Zimbabwe. We know that the Bed Bridge to Harare Road is now almost complete. We have seen dams being built. Now, you heard Minister of Finance, Tuli, saying that there will be about 3,000 schools that will be built in Zimbabwe. Every province is going to get the access of a new school. And the project has already started. Now, let's go to our opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa. Show me something that Chamisa has done. Kuwaka kana, kana kuwaka kana dura chairo. Ravangwe mbuya wekumusha. Kuisa one brick on any of our grandmothers in the rural areas. Can Chamisa point out that I've built a storage to put cornmeal for an old lady in the rural areas of Uzumba or anywhere?
Thank you.
The problem of too much talk. Yeah, no, but I did, no. But you gave other people more chance. You grab Gibbs. You need to give me extra 2 minutes.
No, I'm calculating.
And I saw people speak a little more.
I'm calculating. We still have, yes.
Yeah, but I need to respond because I can't go. You can give other people a chance. I need to respond because I'm representing my party. Give me 1 second.
One minute.
Just give me 1 second. Yeah, 1 minute. Now I wanted to say, too much talk and no action will not give you any votes in 2023. A lot of opposition members are defecting in because of too much action. The distance has not done anything for the people. They are promising we are building schools. I am building a school right now in Zimbabwe. Not for myself, but for my community where I come from. I've built bridges. I've built toilets for schools. I've handed over books and everything. Myself, Comrade Regis, what about my colleague, Jokora? What have you done? What has Chamisa done? We cannot continue to politics and too much talk and no action. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So hold on there. Hold on. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube. He's been holding on there. Ngulube, gena konapo uzwele baba.
Ah, Baba Dube, ukubekhulumile nje ubaba lo omunye wakithi othi ama-political parties ethu uhlala kukhulunywa ngevoti. Lo baba sokukhulunywa ngevoti, inkulumo yethu bekuxoxwa kukuhle. Sikhuluma ukuthi upresident uza kuthini kusasa. Ngupresident wethu sonke, aso president kabani wezano, upresident welizwe. Abantu abafundi khonokho sikhuluma ngupresident wethu. So upresident nxa ezakhuluma ama-sanctions wona laba abakhulumayo, ake siyekele ama-sanctions siye ku-ground. Sithatha abantu osipresidenti abe ne-wheeli yokuthi abophe abantu abathengisa imali ezitaradeni, abophe abantu abathengisa igolide, astopu kugetshwa kwegolide emadamu kesiyekele upolitika yonke indawo asiyele upolitika sedlileni kupolitiki sesitshela ngamavoti ka-2023 asikhulumeni ngesimo selizwe lethu laba bantu izikolo lezi ezakhiwa isikolo nazo nxa zii-emta zezilu ama-infrastructure akhuluma ngayo ubaba lowo sezasifaka upolitiki yiwaphi kanti empty schools are nothing, empty hospitals are nothing, it's just an empty hospital. Asizamele ukulungisa izinto zethu singabantu beZimbabwe nothi siyizana ukusitshela ukuthi ubani wakhe wani. Asisebenziseni sizame ukusebenza silungise izinto zethu njengesizwe sakithi. Sidiniwe ngabantu bepolitiki bakithi ukuthi every platform umuntu angatholi ini asebenzise campaign sizabavotela ngesikhathi sokubavotela kanti asasilungiseni izinto zethu zelizwe.
Ye kuluma ngesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane bekuzwe ovusangu enxayeka abakuzwa kuhle ukuthi cha nje.
What I'm saying to me, these politicians must stop politicizing everything. We are talking as Zimbabweans here. We are talking as Zimbabweans. If the Zimbabwean government is going to go and talk about sanctions, let's start on the ground. Let's arrest the people who are selling money on the streets. Let's stop corruption. Let's arrest the people who are selling gold, who are mining on the dams, who are mining on the illegal areas, who are mining everywhere. Where there are local dams for supply. Mining is everywhere in Zimbabwe. The government is not willing to stop. The government is not willing to stop corruption. Hospitals, these hospitals they are talking about in schools, they are empty. They don't have resources. We have got hospitals without medications. They are empty hospitals. So what is he talking about? We didn't want to go to politics. We want to discuss as Zimbabweans, as brothers and sisters, not pointing fingers. We are expecting our president to lead us as Zimbabweans, not lead ZANU-PF.
Chonga.
Aiwa, ndirikunzwa mashoko ataurwa nawamlalazi Gibbs.
This one is Sipho Ngulube.
Oh, Ngulube, ndine urombo waNgulube. Ndirikunzwa mashoko avataura waNgulube, mashoko anokosha ekuti aiwa, kana tichitaura nezvekuti mutungamiri wenyika se mashoko avari kupa mangwana. Atisu taura kuti mutungamiri wenyika webato rimwe chete kana kuti wehurumende imwe chete asi kuti wevana veZimbabwe vese ndozvatanzwa zvataurwa chinove chinhu chakakosha kuti tinge tichiyeuchidzana regai tinzwe vadzokora ndofunga vane mashoko avaroda kupindura pamashoko ataurwa nevamwe taurai zvenyu vadzokora.
I'm not going to waste people's time responding to what Regis was talking about. Okay, I'm not going to waste my time talking about the personal things that I'm doing in my constituents or in my home area, because there is a lot that we do, but we don't come and talk about that. We here in North America province, all our branches are twinned with constituencies and districts in Zimbabwe, and a lot of them, they're doing a lot of things for Zimbabweans back home. And I don't want to demean that by responding to Mr. Regis. Let me just take some time and educate my brother, Regis, on the issue of sanctions. Sanctions were not imposed on Zimbabwe because of the FDC alliance. Sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe because of the massive human rights abuses that the ZANU-PF government is doing against the people of Zimbabwe. The arbitrary arrest that anyone who speaks against the government is arrested and is not given bail. The abductions, what they've done to the Joanna Mumbe, Tawanda Mutehiwa, and all the other people that have suffered at the hands of ZANU-PF. That's the reason why sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe. The massive corruption that Mr. Ngulube was talking about, you know, those...
No, I think Tsukora has been cut off. We are going to bring him back, Chonga. Go ahead.
Hongu, tiritanzwa vanga vachitaura nyaya yekuti aiwa vane zvavari kuitawo mudunhu ravo zvavasinga donongodzi kuti chinechii nechocho vanga vachiri kuenderawo mberi vachida kutsanangura panyaya yezvirango masanctions kana zvitarafu tinganzwa here kubva kuna
Mlalazi. Mlalazi, chip in there.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thanks, Chonga. I think the issue of sanctions, I think it's unnecessary, these sanctions, much. Ubona kwami ukuthi ama-sanctions nami ngithi akaphume. Kodwa kunganzelela, mina bengizobuza ubaba uDokoro ukuthi is it possible for EMDC as a political party and ZANU-PF to work together for the betterment of our country and the betterment of our people? Because I think there's nothing that we are seeing now that can make the country better besides empty words that you are hearing from this gentleman. So Benitin Guzman, is it possible for MDC? You've seen it happening in Kenya where Raila Odinga is the president of the day, joining here to say, let's work together and move our country forward. So are we going to wait for a new messiah to come in for us, for our lives to be changed, or are we going to expect miracle in 2023 to happen so that we are going to have better schools, better hospitals, and better roads? And if there's anyone who's got ideas for urban Zimbabwe, must bring the ideas today, not wait for the election. I think those promises are false.
Yes,
political party, is the legitimate party. Manje sekuphelelwa moya wokukampaigna moya we-election bakhulume manje bahlale phansi bakhulume they are going to be respected and history will remain ukuthi bakube nama-leaders ayo-unite abantu because now what's needed is just love to unite people. If you look at Mandela mayethatha leadership 1994, that was a divided nation, worse than Zimbabwe today. Now, I'm a sanctions law. I mean, I'm going to make a source over. It's very important. You put money on the board. If you look at it, Zimbabwe made sanctions from 1983 to 1987. That was the correct time for Zimbabwe. All these things that you are hearing now, with about few people have been at the what? That's a false statement. China, we've been affected as Zimbabwe. So we went through genocide and everything. Zimbabwe was not in sanctions at that time. Why are we talking about sanctions today? So I think there are my political interests. They are assisting down. I'm not even calling with this. I'm not even calling with bigger political parties. Come together and move our country forward.
Yes, I'm going to get over the I think Vusango is here now, or he's been cut off once again. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got some connectivity issues. So maybe let's go to Mr. Yeah, I think he's there. Just hold on one second. Yeah. So go ahead, Mr. Vusango, your last word. We're remaining with 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
What am I responding to now?
No, just your last word, because we're remaining with only 1 minute.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Yes, I think, like I said earlier, we are hearing that there's a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. There's a lot of foreigners who have seen opportunities in Zimbabwe. It is important for us, children of Zimbabwe, who are in the diaspora, to realize that this opportunity is going to run out. So instead of fighting and keep each other calling each other names, it is important for us to come to the table and did what we did in 1987. As a country, we've done it before. We've done it again in 2013. So it is possible that anyone who is in the opposition can come together, sit down with the government, and see a way forward, because Zimbabweans will suffer. But if, for example, the government that is there has built the country and they've done what is needed for Zimbabwe to be back on the map, then we might end up not even needing an election, because people themselves, they can actually end up saying, let's postpone elections, because I think now what we don't need is politics. What we need is we need to make sure that we continue with the peace and stability, because politics will continue to bring us backwards. I'm seeing that going, that notion going to come, because people themselves, citizens, they have seen the goodness of what is being done on the ground, and they are appreciating. It's us in the diaspora who have not been home for years, who are continuing. Zimbabwe has changed from the time that we have left to now. Things have changed in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Vuzongo. Thank you very much. So I think on that note, we've come to the end of our show today. I wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. We also wish to thank Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Zukula of the MDC Alliance. He is in the North America province. And we also had Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is a social and political commentator, and he does this independently. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And also in Maryland, this is Jonga Kandemiri, Nishitaiwa, Mwara Rafakanaka, Tusangana Mune, Shungwe, Shirongwa, Studio 7.
Thank you.